Okay, it's 6 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. If you're not speaking, I'll just ask you to please mute your microphone. If you haven't already done so, please change your title or your name to your title. So we'll start with item number one, Treaty 6 land recognition. We would like to acknowledge that this meeting of the Students Association of McEwen University is taking place on the traditional territories of the people of the Treaty 6 region in central Alberta. The Students Association of McEwen University is situated in the center of what we call the City of Edmonton, which is called Amiskwitchi Waskaigan or Beaver Hill House in Nehiyawiwin. This is the traditional home of the Nehiya and Michif, a meeting place for many Indigenous peoples, including the Ngagawe, Siksika, Nakota Sioux, and other nations. Item two, approvals 2.1. We have a motion. Can I have someone introduce that motion, please? Councillor Yanish.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move to approve the agenda for January 20th, 2021.
Thank you, Councillor. And a second, please. Vice President of Operations, it has been moved and seconded to approve the agenda for January 20th, 2021. Is there any debate? Question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the motion on the agenda. Sorry. President, what do you mean by motion on the agenda?
I have a motion to amend the agenda, please.
Okay, perfect. Okay, do you want to speak to the amendment that you'd like to make?
Sure, thank you, Chair. I just want to move to amend the agenda to add item 7.7, which is a Governance Remuneration Advisory Committee appointment.
Thank you. And a second on the amendment, please. Vice President Student Life, thank you. So we're just speaking about the amendment. It's been moved and seconded to amend the agenda to add item 7.7, Governance Remuneration Advisory Committee. President, do you want to speak to the amendment?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just simply put, we are down one member on the GRAC group, so we need to make an appointment to have a quorum so we can vote on motions, make decisions. Especially since the decisions at GRAC are going to affect the budget, and budget time is coming up soon, so we need quorum to be able to pass those motions. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any additional debate on the amendment? If there is, please type in debate in the chat. I don't see any additional debate, so we'll just vote on the amendment. It has been moved and seconded to amend the agenda to add item 7.7, Governance Remuneration Advisory Committee. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. That motion is carried. We're back to the main motion as amended, which is to approve the agenda for January 20th, 2021. Is there any additional debate? Please type debate into the chat. The question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the agenda for January 20th, 2021 as amended. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. That motion is carried. Item 2.2, we have a motion. Can I have someone please introduce that motion? Vice President External.
Thank you, Chair. I move to approve the minutes of December 16th, 2020.
Thank you, Vice President. And a second? Councillor Williams, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of December 16, 2020. Is there any debate? Type debate into the chat. Question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the minutes of December 16, 2020. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion is carried. Item three, presentations, nothing there today. Item four, for information, 4.1 reports. 4.1.1, President, any oral supplements?
As presented, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 4.1.2, Vice President, Academic, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to let everyone know that there is an opportunity for involvement by our counselors or students at large. If they are interested in taking part in a student focus group on online learning technology, they're looking for 10 or more students from a variety of programs. If you're at all interested on learning more, we do have it posted in our Slack channel for our counselors. Otherwise, you can email me at savpacademic@mchewan.ca. Thank you.
Thank you. 413, Vice President External, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So I just wanted to make everyone aware of an opportunity. I know Alan has already sent out an email to all of, I believe, to all of their counselors, but I thought I would just reiterate it here because it was something that we've discussed a lot in Leadership and Review Committee, that on Friday, January 29th, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., Budget and Finance Committee is having a budgeting training session. So the goal of that is to give everyone a bit more information around like reading budgets, the budgeting process in advance of our annual budget being brought forward. And I just thought that I would like really reiterate and strongly encourage, especially EC, but the rest of SC very much as well, to just, participate in that, raise the level of financial literacy on council. I think that would be a really positive opportunity. And then I also wanted to add one more thing, which is something else that was discussed in our Leadership and Review Committee meeting today. This is kind of just a public service announcement. In-camera items or in-camera discussions should not be brought up in the Students' Council meeting evaluation forms that we fill out at the end of meetings, because we have students at large who sit on that committee and review the evaluation forms with us. So please do not refer to in-camera items or in-camera discussions directly in your meeting evaluation form. If you have anything that you'd like to address about those items, I would ask that you include someone who was part of the in-camera discussion, or just go directly to a member of executive committee or Alan or someone like that. And then just generally, I would like to reiterate that everyone on council has a responsibility to respect confidentiality, respect in-camera discussions, and to not voice those, voice the content of those discussions outside. I know that there's a tricky gray area that we're currently dealing with, which is if, for example, you are reiterating a private opinion that you may hold that you expressed in the context of an in-camera discussion, can you share that opinion outside if you feel comfortable sharing that own your own information? It's kind of a gray area right now. I would urge you to avoid it wherever possible, and to just be very sensitive about that. If you speaking your opinion gives away the content of the discussion or alludes to what others' opinions were, I would highly suggest that we don't do that, just because it can compromise the functioning of council. And that concludes my service announcements from Leadership and Review Committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. Two very important points. Thank you. 414, Vice President, Operations and Finance, any oral supplements?
Yes, please. Thank you, Chair. Real quick, just a reminder that February 3rd is our town hall. I will be emailing you all more information and links on that as well. And so keep that in your calendars, February 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. Also, February 4th and 5th will be EC for a day if anybody is interested about learning about the executive committee roles. I strongly encourage you to join. You get to learn about all the different roles, what we do, even have one-on-ones. Even if you're not 100% sure you want to run, it's a good thing to attend just to have a good idea of what, of how to run. And then if anybody is interested in running, we will be having our campaigning 101 on February 11th and 12th. And then that will be how to run a successful campaign. So thank you very much, and that's all, Chair.
Thank you. 415, Vice President Student Life, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just one. I just wanted to let folks know that on the committee's application section of our website, the Student Voice on Violence Elimination, which is the student advisory group to McEwen Sexual Violence Prevention and Education Committee. Sorry, a lot of words there. But that is now live. I will ask counselors to just hold off on applying, just because we will probably be doing council appointments later in the spring as we get closer to doing training. But if you wanted to maybe let some friends know that is live, it would be much appreciated on my part. And I'm very excited about that. So just wanted to tell everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. 416, Board of Governors, Student Representative, any oral supplements?
as presented. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 417, the Appointment Advisory Committee document was shared and will be discussed in camera, so I don't think we have anything there. 42, Executive Committee Minutes of December 2nd, 7th, and 16th, 2020 are provided in your package for your information. Moving on to item 5, question period 5.1, written questions. Nothing there this month. 5.2, oral questions. So we'll open the floor to questions now. If you have a question, as you know, just type question in the chat and I will recognize you in the order in which you populate the chat. Any questions, counselors? Give you one last opportunity. Okay. We will move on to item 6, in camera period, 6.1, counselor appointment. We have a motion. Vice President Student Life, do you want to make the motion to go in camera?
I move to go in camera.
Thank you. And a second, please. Vice President External has been moved and seconded to go in camera. Is there any debate? Type in debate in the chat. Question is on the adoption of the motion to move in camera. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. That motion is carried. You can click on the link and we'll see you at the other room. Item 7, motions and business orders of the day. 7.1, counselor appointment. Vice President, Student Life.
Thank you, Chair. I move to appoint Thomas Cross Trush as a student's counselor. Effective January 21st, 2020 for a term ending October 31st, 2021. Sorry, that was 2021 for the first one as well.
Thank you. And a second, please. Vice President External. It has been moved and seconded to appoint Thomas Cross Trush as a counselor effective January 21st, 2021 for a term ending October 31st, 2021. Is there any debate? If there is, please type debate into the chat. The question is on the adoption of the motion to appoint Thomas Cross Trush as a counselor effective January 21st, 2021 for a term ending October 31st, 2021. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion carried. 7.2, UPass referendum question, Vice President External.
Thank you, Chair. Just make sure that I have the motion in front of me. Basically, this is the culmination of...
Vice President, if you could just introduce the motion and then I'll turn the floor over to you.
Oh, apologies. I was doing the introduction for the... Yeah. I move to approve the 2021 UPass referendum question to be included in the March 2021 elections. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President. And a second? Vice President of Operations and Finance, it has been moved and seconded to approve the 2021 UPass referendum question to be included in the March 2021 elections. Vice President External, I'll give you the floor to speak first about the motion.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, jumped the gun on that one a bit. But yes, so this is the culmination of our whole UPass negotiations that have been going on. So if you have all gotten a chance to, and hopefully have, read this motion before the meeting, in the question, it basically details all of the updates that are being made to the UPass agreement. So one of the big things that I'll just highlight from the question, for example, we were able to get the same price for students for every year of the agreement, which I think is a pretty exceptional win. But yeah, so this is the question that we would be running alongside our EC elections, where students would vote whether or not they want to approve the deal that we have now negotiated. If they do, then whenever the force majeure stops being in place, the agreement would come into place. Not all of the nitty-gritty of the agreement has been worked out, but for a referendum question, we only need the agreement in principle, which agrees on all of like the big changes. The rest is just going to be like the, you know, legal language. So I'm happy to answer anyone's questions about this or give any more detail, but I think that the referendum question is quite thorough in covering all of the big points. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. So just so Council is aware, we are talking about the question to be included in the March 2021 election, not necessarily the deal. So we'll just make sure that your questions or comments are germane and speak to whether or not you're in support of or in opposition to the motion. So if is there any other debate? If there is any other debate, I'd ask that you please type debate into the chat. Okay, the question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the 2021 UPass referendum question to be included in the March 2021 elections. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. That motion is carried. Just so that I'm clear, councillors, are you still hearing a noise from my mic? I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. It's this, I can hear my Surface going crazy and I don't know how to stop it. So I apologize. 7.3, my legal plan referendum question, Vice President Operations and Finance.
Thank you, Chair. I move to approve the my legal plan referendum question to be included in the March 2021 elections.
Thank you. And a second. Councillor Tran, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve the My Legal Plan referendum question to be included in the March 2021 elections. Vice President Operations and Finance, would you like to speak to the item? I think you're on mute.
Thank you. So basically, the My Legal Plan would be an additional benefit coverage that covers legal supports for students, students can opt out of this coverage, so it is not 100% mandatory. It would be about $21.41 per year, so per 12 months. I got news today that they are reviewing the price and they are hoping to be able to reduce that price, but the maximum that students would be charged would be $21.41. I do hope that you were all able to read the documents and the info sheet. It does cover a lot, including 1500 a year in legal expense, as well as you have contact or a network of 3,000 lawyers that are all 5 years or more of experience. I do also have a couple of reps from Galavan on the call here, so if you have any questions, feel free to ask them and we can answer any questions you have. So thank you.
Thank you, Vice President. Is there any additional debate? If there is, please type debate into the chat. Councillor Yanish.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to speak in favor of this. I think it is for the considering the price and considering you can get, if I read the document correctly, up to 9 hours of legal counsel for roughly $20. As someone who's been in a position who would have benefited greatly from having some very small legal counsel, I guess, using the same word. I think it's a great idea, and I see no reason to not support it. I love it.
Thank you, Councillor. Other debate? President?
Thank you, Chair. I guess I'll just echo the same thing as Councillor Yanish and say that I do think it's probably a pretty good idea. Some of the student associations offer something similar. It would have an opt-out built in, and as you mentioned about UPass, same kind of deal here. There'd have to be a referendum, so the students ultimately decide at the final juncture. But I think it could be a good way to mitigate potential risk and legal costs for students, and it's probably a good plan. But if there's any curiosity or questions or confusion or anything, then I highly encourage people to ask questions or, you know, keep contributing to this discussion.
Other debate? Councillor Tesfaye?
Hi, this is like a really amazing program, and I'm wondering, how are we promoting this? Is this something we're gonna also bring up like in the town hall meeting? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Tesfaye. So I'll let this question slide. I mean, we're really talking about the whether or not the question should be included in the March 2021 elections. But the Vice President External, perhaps you'd like to speak to this, and then we'll move on.
I think you mean operations and finance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vice President Operations and Finance. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. So basically, we are working with Galavan, who are the provider for this. They have created a informational website that will include all the information about the plan, the questions, where to vote for the referendum, and the link and everything. So that'll be very beneficial there. On top of that, we will be posting on our websites, on Facebook, on social media, to go vote for the referendum, and that the referendum link will be included in a student's email. And I encourage all of council members as well to share it with their fellow friends or student groups or anyone that they are members or anyone that they know, that there will be a referendum this year, and that it's crucial for students to be involved, so that we know what the students want. And so, and if you have any other ideas, or if you have any other questions on how to promote this or where we're promoting it, feel free to email me and I can definitely give you more detail. Or if you have ideas, I'll pass them along.
Thank you, Vice President. Any other debate? Councillor Tesfaye, did you have anything further there?
I just want to say thank you, Councillor Ouellette.
Thank you. Other debate? Okay, we'll move the questions on the adoption to approve the My Legal Plan referendum question to be included in the March 2021 elections. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion carries. Item 7.4, Audit Committee. Okay, Alan, do we have any names put forward for this vacancy?
We currently do not.
Okay, so for those of you who are not familiar, I'll describe the process here. So we have one vacancy on the audit committee, and we require nominees. And so soon here, I will open the floor to nominations, and you will simply, if you have a nomination, you can either nominate one of your colleagues on council or yourself. And you just type in nomination in the chat. I will recognize you in the order in which you've populated the chat. And then you can nominate one of your colleagues, at which point I will ask that colleague if they accept the nomination or not. And or you can nominate yourself, in which I will assume that you're going to accept the nomination. And so once we go through the process of nominations, we will have 30 seconds for each of the nominees to relay to all of council why they feel as though they should be the successful candidate for the committee position. And so we will run through the speeches in the order in which individuals were nominated. And once all of the speeches have concluded, we will move to an online ballot where all of you will be able to select who you wish to be appointed to the committee is, and whoever receives the largest number of votes will then be appointed to the committee through this motion. So, is that not clear to anyone?
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Sure.
Okay. Just was curious if, if we have the one counselor who is appointed, but I believe in their appointment it is for tomorrow, January 21st. Are we able to nominate that counselor for one of the committees, or both, I guess, that are committee appointments that are coming up?
I don't see why not. I mean, probably technically not, but like, we've got business to conduct. So unless anyone disagrees, if you disagree, speak now. So then we'll allow it, Vice President Academic. Vice President Student Life, did you have the same point of information?
Yes, that was my question as well. Thank you.
And Councillor Yanish, the same point of information?
Effectively, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is there, I guess, before we proceed with nominations, is anyone unclear about what the audit committee does and want an explanation of, you know, a high level of what their terms of reference are?
If I may, just because I would presume that I would be the only candidate in question regarding this appointment as described, would it be possible for me? I have a general understanding, but just to get this overview that you're describing of the audit committee quickly, please.
Sure. It's probably a good refresher for us all anyway. So Vice President of Operations and Finance, would you like to give us a 2-minute description of the audit committee?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So basically what the audit committee does is that they monitor, evaluate, advise, and make recommendations on matters affecting external, internal, or special audits involving policies, practices related to internal controls, as well as compliance with legal, statutory, and regulatory requirements. So the things that they will review are the executive committee's spending, their work, their vacation, and the sick hours. They also would review the budget and budget variances quarterly, and then out of budget expenses that were authorized, anything, and the auditors as well, the auditor's document that they provide us as well. And they usually meet on a quarterly basis. So it's not that much of a high meeting committee, but it plays a crucial role in SAMU's process. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President. Okay, we will open nominations now. So if you would like to nominate a colleague of yours or yourself, please type in nomination in the chat. Vice President Student Life.
I would like to nominate Councillor Cross Trush.
Thank you. And Councillor Cross Trush, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I'd be pleased to accept this nomination.
Thank you. Vice President Academic.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to nominate Councillor Aboud.
Councillor Aboud, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Other nominations? Last call for nominations. Okay, we'll close nominations there. So we'll start the speeches in a moment. So Councillor Cross-Trush, you will have the first opportunity. You'll have 30 seconds, and then we will move on to Councillor Aboud, who will receive their 30 seconds, and then we will proceed to the voting. So, Councillor Cross-Trush, your 30 seconds begins right now.
Thank you very much for nominating me to the audit position. I have a strong business background. I'm currently in my fifth year of the Bachelor of Commerce program, so I actually have some in-class experience, you know, both financial and managerial accounting, financial work and such. I believe this would be a very strong pairing with my professional skill set and some of my experience. However, if it's determined that I'm not the best candidate for this position, I would be happy to look at other positions as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councillor Aboud, your 30 seconds begins right now.
Thank you so much for the nomination. I am actually completing a business law minor, so I do have some of the business aspect down packed there. I have extensive management experience in regards to actual employment and in my history. However, I don't think that I am the best candidate for a position on an audit committee, and I would thus support Councillor Thrush for his appointment as well.
Thank you. Okay. That was the timer going off. That was kind of like a interesting sound. Anyway, the ballot link is in your package. I'll direct you there, and you can fill out your selection there. Okay, Vice President of Operations and Finance, Councillor Cross Trush is the nominee. So I'll have you introduce the motion, please.
Thank you, Chair. I move to appoint Councillor Cross Trush, to the Audit Committee.
Thank you. And a second, please. Councillor Aboud, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to appoint Councillor Cross Trush to the Audit Committee. Is there any debate? Please type debate in the chat now. The question is on the adoption of the motion to appoint Councillor Cross Trush to the Audit Committee. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion carries. 7.5, Elections and Referenda Policy, Vice President Operations.
Thank you, Chair. I move to approve the elections and referenda policy on the recommendation of the Bylaw and Policy Committee.
Thank you, Vice President. And a second, please. Councillor Williams, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve the elections and referenda policy on the recommendation of the Bylaws and Policy Committee. Vice President of Operations and Finance, would you like to speak to the motion first?
Yes, please. Basically, it's pretty straightforward. The only changes we made were changing his and her to their, just to keep gender neutral pronouns and be more inclusive. And then the other change that we made is just adding defined to line 5 and 6 to ensure that the duration of the campaigning and value of the campaigning materials are explicitly identified for our members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. We'll open the floor to debate now. Is there any debate? Please type debate into the chat. Question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the elections and referenda policy on the recommendation of the Bylaws and Policy Committee. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion carries. Item 7.6, Official Reporting Mechanisms to SAMU Membership Policy, Vice President Operations and Finance.
Thank you. I move to approve the official reporting mechanism to SAMU membership policy on the recommendation of the Bylaw and Policy Committee.
Thank you. And a second, please. Councillor Williams, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve the official reporting mechanisms to SAMU membership policy on the recommendation of the Bylaws and Policy Committee. Vice President of Operations and Finance, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So this policy has been reviewed for a little while now, even before my term started. We were trying to identify how we can be more transparent to our students and how we can show them our financials in a way that will not share it with the public as well. So when asked at council, it was recommended by the auditors not to publish a full annual budget on the website, just to keep us safe, and because the general public is not entitled to this information, it's only for SAMU members. And so we decided that we will add a general summary of the budget, highlighting the main areas and the departments as well. And this does not stop any counselor from asking us to view the full budget, or any SAMU member to view the full budget. It just helps the students have more information. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll open the floor to debate now. If there's any debate, please type debate into the chat. President?
Thank you, Chair. Just quickly, I think we collect a not insignificant amount of fees from our members, and anything we can do to show them how we spend that is good. I think it's great to have improved transparency in this way and kind of back up the organization and what we're spending students' money on with some more reporting. So I'm heavily in favor of this. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you, President. Any other debate? Okay, the question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the official reporting mechanisms to SAMU membership policy on the recommendation of the Bylaws and Policy Committee. Is there anyone in opposition to the motion? Please speak now. Motion carries. Item 7.7, Governance Review Advisory Committee. So we have another vacancy. That's correct, right, President?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so we'll go through the same process as we did with the audit committee, and so I won't repeat myself. So we will open the floor to nominations right now. If you'd like to nominate someone, please type nomination in the chat, just as the Vice President of Student Life did. So Vice President of Student Life.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate Councillor Abu.
Sorry, Vice President, can you just repeat that? You cut off right when you listed the councillor's name.
Sorry, I would like to nominate Councillor Abood.
Thank you, Vice President. Councillor Abood, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Other nominations? Okay, we will close the floor to nominations now. And Councillor Abood, you can plead your case for 30 seconds starting right now.
Thank you again for the nomination. I think that this area would be a much better fit for my knowledge and expertise. And going forward, this one I would be much more willing to embrace. So I do thank you for that nomination, and I'd be happy to be a part of that committee.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, I believe Alan's going to send out a link by email. So open your email and find the link in there for the ballot, please. And I'm assuming it's a yes or no decision.
Sorry, would somebody be able to drop the link? I don't think it's in the agenda.
No, I believe that.
Alan just sent it on your email.
There we go. Okay, President, you can make the motion with Councillor Abood as the successful nominee.
Great, thank you, Chair. I then move to appoint Councillor Abood to the Governance Remuneration Advisory Committee.
Thank you. And a second, please. Vice President of Operations and Finance. It has been moved and seconded to appoint Councillor Aboud to the Governance Review Advisory Committee. Is there any debate? Please type debate into the chat now. The question is on the adoption of the motion to appoint Councillor Aboud to the Governance Review Advisory Committee. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion carries. Item 8, consultation 8.1, graduated fee proposal consultation. President, do you want to introduce the consultation item?
Oh, sure, yeah. Thank you, Chair. I nearly forgot this was on here. the backgrounder basically gives you everything you need to understand this, but I can kind of give the overview of maybe why we're bringing this. It's been brought up by our general manager as kind of we're kind of spitballing the idea, and like in a really rough way we've just started discussing it, and it's been briefly mentioned at Budget and Finance Committee, and I think at this really super early stage we have to see if council is interested in this at all, because let's say Budget and Finance Committee produces something, it'll eventually have to come to council for final approval. So we need to know whether it's worth pursuing at all, and whether there's an appetite for it at council. So I guess some specific examples of like why a graduated fee proposal might be a good idea is we have students who are studying online and maybe live in a completely different municipality or a different province. Maybe they would have a different fee per credit. Same thing with, and this is the big one that really got us thinking about it, is the Pinoca campus. There's 200 students at the Pinoca campus who are paying the same fee per credit as every other student, as the City Center campus students, right? And that, to me, doesn't seem quite right since they don't get the same access to our services. So the backgrounder has a lot more detailed information. And just to let you know, this is to let all of council know, this is the approval, basically the go ahead for BFC to look into it, turn it over, think about it, propose some things along with our finance department, and then bring it back to council later. So the heavy lifting will be done in that forum. So that's my introductory comments. And please remember, everyone gets to speak only once in a consultation. For the councillors, get all your comments in on the first time you speak.
Thank you for that reminder, President. You stole the words right out of my mouth. If you'd like to make a comment, please type in comment in the chat. Councillor Aboud.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So my only concern with this, even as a consult, is the potential to open Pandora's box. The amount of student fees that we already have that are allocated, there are hundreds of questions every semester about opting out, why do we have them, what are they for? And I just think that by separating those fees in accordance with what those students are, is literally opening Pandora's box. For example, I live a 10-minute walk to the university, but I still mandatorily pay for the UPass. And there's just everything is a debate when it comes to these fees. And I think that to leave them on an equilibrium is the best thing that we can do. I have a gym membership at Good Life, but I still pay for the health and wellness at McEwen. It's just because I don't use it, I mean, it's just kind of goes with it. And I just think that there's so many shards of glass to try and have these tiers and these categories that were mentioned in the report. And I just think that it's opening Pandora's box, and I don't think that that box should be opened. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Yanish.
Thank you, Chair. More or less, I'd echo a very similar sentiment. I had in my notes here that it almost the exact same wording, that it's a slippery slope, et cetera. So to add something different, I would just say that I'm not entirely opposed to the idea, although And as contradictory as it may sound, we better have I guess, this is something that I think is very, very, very hard to execute. If executed properly, sure, we might be able to, like if it's at a very little cost to SAMU as a whole, like if this would lower our budget by 2% and increase our optics significantly, then great. I'm skeptical as to our ability to do that. I think, again, this would, slippery slope, Pandora's box, et cetera, would allow for many students to feel like, well, I'm in a very similar situation where I live very close to the university. And yet, ironically, I did not make best use of the things I'm paying for. But I don't know. For me, it's somewhat reminiscent of the equalization payment debate we might hear in terms of Canadian politics. And I'll have to say, in conjunction with that, is just certainly a lot easier not splitting hairs as to who is paying what, because we all know students can come up with a good reason, as they should, as for why they shouldn't pay for certain things, but I don't think that's a good precedent to set. So in summary, if it's going to be done, I'm not opposed to the committee looking at this and doing more work on this, but I think the bar is incredibly high, and I'm not confident, even despite our best efforts, that we'd be able to achieve that. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. Other comments? Vice President Academic?
Thank you, Chair. I really appreciate the comments so far. I think that is at the crux of the issue, so I really appreciate it. I'm also interested in hearing what the other counselors have to say, although it's mentioned only one spot each. We would love to hear from as many as we can. I think there is definitely value to looking at a potential graduated fee structure, because there is some very clear, I think, routes, or there is that kind of level when it comes to, for instance, students at the Ponoka campus and their access to our services. But I think that it should be defined for very few other circumstances, if any. So I'm happy with the conversation to move forward, but I think they have to be very specific and very few. But I think the other side of it is more so looking at how we can provide services to our other students and provide services in a way that is going to be more inclusive, whether students are online learners or in person, as the COVID situation has shown us some ways that we can do that. So that's where I would see it going. I'd be very interested for it for those specific cases, or for specifically defined cases, so that we avoid a potential slippery slope. But I'm interested to hear what others are thinking as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice President of Operations and Finance.
Thank you, Chair. As being one of the main point of contacts from students in regards to fees, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. So I've heard quite a bit from either online students or Ponoka students this year in regards that they don't think that it's fair to pay the whole fee because they don't have access to our service. Currently with COVID-19, most of our services have gone online. And so it is accessible to all students, including the ones that are elsewhere. But I had a student contact me today from Kelowna who was telling me that she doesn't benefit from any of these services. And so that is one thing to consider. I am neutral on this point personally, but it is something that we can definitely look into. And like the VP Academic had said, it would be very minimal. And small little exceptions. But thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Landberg-Lave.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
I would like to share my opinion in favor of this motion. And I would like to point out that specific to the Ponoka campus, it's not, I don't think it's quite comparable to something like the UPass, because the Ponoka campus lacks access to the resource almost entirely, while with a UPass, you can still use it if you choose not to. So I think there is a difference between not making use of a benefit versus lacking access almost completely. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Councillor Williams?
As it's been spoken to by almost every other councillor that's spoken, it is a very high bar that needs to be set on making these divisions. But I do think it is something that like we could definitely look into and see what we can kind of, or what BFC can kind of come up with in a sense of making these divisions. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Other comments? Last call for comments. President, I'll give you the floor to wrap it up at the end here.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is good feedback because I agree with a lot of what's been said. I think that it is potentially a slippery slope, as Councillor Aboud said at the beginning, and it is definitely very difficult to isolate what the categories are, as Councillor Janosch said, and a lot of the other comments were similar to that, that were opposed or at least cautious about it. And I think that might warrant sending it to BFC just to see what they might come up with. But just quickly, I just want to reiterate that it's just the membership fee, so it's separate from the dedicated fee units like UPass or Health and Dental, and it's separate from any McEwen fee that isn't, so any of those other McEwen mandatory non-instructional fees. It's just the membership fee. So I think a lot, like all the points still stand, but it's good to clarify that. But the points still stand that like, as soon as you start chipping away and giving reasons to not pay it, it may be a slippery slope to bring on further reasons. But I just want to say quickly that the Kelowna example, I haven't investigated that fully yet, but if they are paying membership fees, maybe that's a good example. If your postal code is in a different province, maybe that's one. And I think Pinoca for sure is one, because we can put a lot of things online, and I know somebody said that, and I think it was a VP Academic, and you're right, we can put a lot of things online. And they can be high quality, they can be great services, but we can't put the food bank online and we can't put Breakfast Club online. So, you know, if we were to keep charging them the same fee, we have to find a way to deliver that service at that campus. And I guess the last thing I'll say is that our advocacy is super important, and we pay people to do advocacy, and we need money for that regardless of what services students benefit from. So that's an important thing to bring up. But yeah, I think it's worth looking into at BFC, but the concerns are definitely not lost on me, because it is extraordinarily difficult to decide on if to do this and how to do this. So I really appreciate the comments and the thoroughness in the comments, because I agree with almost everyone for different reasons. So thanks.
Thank you, President. Okay, we'll move on to item 9, evaluation 9.1. The link to the form is in your agenda package. So I'll direct you to that and give you a few minutes to fill that out. Okay, I think we're all done. I can never tell if you're all done or if you were watching Amanda Gorman's awesome poem recital today at the inauguration, which if you haven't done, you gotta watch it. Nothing witty for me today on that, but okay, we'll move on to item 10, recognition. If you have an item for recognition, I'd ask that you please type in recognition in the chat. Vice President of Operations and Finance.
Thank you, Chair. couple of ones right now. So first off, I want to welcome Thomas Cross Trush as a new counselor. I know it's starting tomorrow, but we'll just say welcome. Second off, I am so happy to see our new counselors being so involved. So thank you, Councillor Bowd and Councillor Cross Trush, for joining our committees, as well as thank you to all councillors for reading the documents and being involved this meeting. It's not always this like this, and I really do appreciate the feedback and everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President. Other recognition, Councillor Yanish.
Thank you, Chair. This is specific to in the VPA's report. I forget the committee in specifically here, but basically it was brought up that I want to recognize the fact that I think the VPA did a very good job in representing a huge issue that a lot of students face, or at least myself has.
Can you guys hear him?
Councillor Yanish, I don't think we can hear you.
His audio cut out, yeah.
Winter term came in, all of them I was not able to get into because they were just sitting in my shopping cart. I was not enrolled in them. So making it very clear to new students that if you're in your classes in the shopping cart are not in fact the classes that you are enrolled in, I really think that needs to be it needs recognition. So the fact that this is being brought up, I think, is a very tangible example of a very like esoteric student issue being brought up. Sorry, I'm just being told I'm lagging significantly. The shopping cart sucks, and the VPA did a very good job bringing that up. Sorry. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Yanish. You cut out in the middle there, but I think we're picking up what you're laying down. So that's I hope that comment's still relevant. Okay, Councillor Aboud, floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to recognize the VP that put together the legal plan. As somebody that is involved in legal operations and is pursuing a law degree, I think it's really important. And I think that program, and I read the materials, and I really think that students will appreciate that. But I want to recognize you for the report you provided. It was very thorough, it was very in-depth, and it was very easy to read. And I want to recognize you for that it was very thorough, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Councillor Aboud. Councillor Cross Trush, normally we wouldn't recognize you because you're not a councillor yet, but you get handled with special gloves today because we've made all sorts of concessions. So I'll turn the floor over to you for recognition.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to thank the council as a whole. I understand it's a very different year from how student council normally operates. Obviously, to better serve the students, student council is absolutely at its strongest when it's full. Obviously, there's still a way to go with that, but I just sincerely want to thank the Student Council for making the effort to continue to search for new counselors such as myself. Although I've joined in an unorthodox way, I would just like to say thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to serve the Students Council and to serve the students of McEwen.
Thank you. President?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say I really appreciate the level of the high level of thinking and the strategic thinking on the consultation item, because it's very easy for a student to say, oh yeah, we should find a way to pay less fees or something like that. But that's not what was said. Instead, very like long-term kind of considerations were made. And I think that's an important thing to note, is that that's our role as a thing strategically, to think in a future-oriented way. And there are big risks in a decision like that. And I'm happy that council took them seriously. So really appreciate that engagement there.
Thank you, President. Other recognition? Okay, councillors, I have a piece of recognition. I just want to recognize you all. We had a meaty agenda today, and we nailed it in about an hour and 20 minutes, which is really good. So well done. Clearly, you all read the package materials and came prepared. I think that showed in the discussion and debate. And so you should all be congratulated for that. Item 11, adjournment. Can I have someone introduce that motion, please? Vice President of Operations and Finance.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. That motion only requires one mover and is not debatable. The question is on the adoption of the motion to adjourn. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Good day. Thank you.